Today is October the 3rd, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Seddon, and I am your host for the program. And this year, we are affectionately calling the program Just Jesus, because we are reading the red letter words of Jesus Christ from the book of Matthew. Before we do, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, you are awesome, so beautiful, the creator, designer, and the everlasting Father, so generous to us, and you are holy, 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 the intelligent designer and the just-in-time God. Oh Lord, you're the keeper of our souls and life itself. You are merciful, mighty, and majestic, and the name above all names, the only wise God, so powerful, and the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You are righteousness to all who believe and salvation to all who believe. You are the teacher of teachers and unmatched in your beauty, so very good. The way and the life and the truth, and you are the expert in everything. You are Yahweh and the zenith over all life itself. Thank you, Lord, for coming into our schools today with your soldiers. Wake us up, Lord. Wake us up and show us how to stand up for you. Show us, Lord, how to be present in every moment with our students today. Help us not to rush, but to be quiet and hear you. Help us, Lord, to be obedient, for we just want to please you and enjoy you forever. We love you, we thank you, and we ask you for your presence today. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, amen. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in reading the red letter words of Jesus Christ, and we are up to Matthew 8. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to appeal to him on behalf of his servant, who was paralyzed and suffering terribly. Jesus agreed to come and heal him, but the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes. And I say to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to his followers, "The word of God," Matthew 8, verse 7 and 10 to 13, "I will come and heal him. Truly, I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now go, let it be done for you now as you have believed." The word of God, Matthew 8, verse 7 and 10 through 13. What a privilege to get to know our Savior just a little more each day. The second thing that we do is to read a song. I will read the lyrics to you after I play a small portion. And today is an old hymn called "Come, Thou Fount of Every Blessing," sung by Chris Wright and written by Robert Robertson in 1758.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love.
Come, thou fount of every blessing. Tune my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here, there, by thy great help I've come, and I hope, by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Oh, that day when freed from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face, clothed then in the blood-washed linen, how I'll sing thy wondrous grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry. Take my ransomed soul away. Send thine angels now to carry me to realms of endless day. O, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let that goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. O, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. And that was Come, Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And may it bless you marvelously today. Don't forget, you can return to the playlist at www.aw180days.com or right in our app. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. And today, on October the 3rd, we're going to be praying for the needs of our technology leaders on campus. And I can remember when I was in college, way back, I had a professor that said, make sure that you are good to the school secretary and the head custodian, for those are the two most important people on the campus. They run the whole show. And I might add now that the technology leader is definitely somebody who can shut the whole school down too. So let us pray for their needs today at precisely 1:16 p.m. Chosen, of course, from Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And so today, my friends, when you hear that alarm, just smile in your heart and know that you are praying with your brothers and sisters across the nation. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are about to wrap up this series in Teacher Take Courage, and so it's going to sound a little more like the end of the year, but it is certainly a present message. He calls it the courage to stand, and the scripture he chose was 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith. Be men, teachers, of courage, be strong, do everything in love. It is 30 minutes before the school day begins. You sit alone in your classroom, reflecting on the completion of the school year. You are also contemplating ways to improve your instruction next fall. You look at your classroom door and you see your mentor, your master teacher, Jesus, enter. You immediately stand up as he enters as a sign of honor and respect for him, the greatest teacher the world has ever known. He is holding a Bible in his hand. Jesus walks towards you in silence and embraces you. He whispers softly, gently, and lovingly in your ear, stand, keep standing, encourage others to stand. As you continue to stand, he steps back and opens the Bible in his hands. He flips through the pages and begins reading from Exodus. Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. And that's Exodus 14, verse 13. He then turns to the Psalms and tells you to trust in the Lord. Rise up and stand firm, from Psalm 20, verse 7 and 8. He reads how God raised David from a muddy pit and gave him a firm place to stand, Psalm 40, verse 2. He turns to Proverbs and quotes Solomon, who says, the righteous will stand firm through life's storms, Proverbs 10, verse 25. Jesus then turns to the New Testament and begins to quote the Apostle Paul from his letter to the Corinthians. Therefore, my dear brothers, teachers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Finally, Jesus turns to Isaiah 7, verse 9 and reads, "If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all." Then he looks deep in your eyes and asks, "Did you stand firm in your faith this school year? Did you encourage others to stand in their faith? Have you completed all the assignments I've given you this school year to the very best of your ability? Did you fully give yourself to my work this school year? Will you give yourself to my work next year?" How did you answer? What is his response? Jesus Christ is beginning the recruiting process for the next school year already. As we reflect upon and evaluate our professional performance this school year and begin exploring ways to improve next year, we should also reflect on our walk with the Lord and how it can be improved next year as well. In our schools and districts, we have individuals and organizations standing to promote all kinds of people and programs. Some are student, parent, teacher, and administrative advocates. Some are representatives for special programs and populations, such as ESL, the gifted and the disabled. Others are standing to promote one particular teaching style or strategy. Who is going to stand for Jesus in the public schools next year? Is it you? Jesus is looking for one or more educators at each school whom he is calling to stand for him in greater ways, to be his faculty representatives of faith next year. The CEAI leadership has long held the vision of finding, encouraging, and equipping a faculty representative for Christ in every school in this nation and beyond. God has been building this remnant group for some time. Many are already in place, but the participants are scattered and disconnected. It is a primary goal of CEAI to begin to host workshops specifically for this faculty representative recruiting, equipping, and unifying process. It's impossible to win a battle when there is no unity and the troops have no idea who is even a soldier in their own camp. It is impossible to win a battle if the troops are not trained or encouraging one another. Please help CEAI form this force of believers our school so desperately need. Stand. Keep standing. Encourage others to stand. Join with other Christians in your profession. Get connected to Christian Educators Association International. Watch what God will do. The prayer. Lord, give us the courage and strength to keep standing for you in your public schools. And that was our devotional written by Don Clark from Teacher Take Courage. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's is from Anna Isabella Thackeray Ritchie. And she is credited with, "Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime." And now as we close our precious time together, let me remind you of the powerful words of Jesus the Christ from the red letter words of the book of Matthew. In Matthew 8, verse 7 and 10 to 13, "I will come and heal him. Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." O gracious Father, amazing King, we come before you just humbly in awe of your kingdom to come. Lord, we want to be there with you, and we know that there's nothing that we can do to help us enter the kingdom, but by the blood of Jesus Christ we come. And so, Lord, we thank you, we adore you, and we ask you to help us to stand firm and to be the kind of unshaken believer like the centurion. We thank you, Lord, adore you, and need you, and ask you for all of this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.